Number 3, Intermountain Furniture Warehouse. The Intermountain Furniture Warehouse was built in the early 1900s and was originally used as an ice house. From 1932 until very recently, it was the home of one of the oldest and most stable furniture manufacturers in the United States. Intermountain Furniture was founded in 1932 by Louis Hentelf, a Russian immigrant who arrived in Utah during the Great Depression. Together with his brother-in-law, Ben Novikov, they approached a local retailer and set up shop manufacturing furniture. In the early years of the company, the railroad played an integral role in shipping and distributing the furniture. The form of the building grew and was modified as the company expanded. From its humble roots as a family business to today's fourth-generation owners, the company has grown to over 70 employees and supplies over 300 retail outlets across the western United States and Canada. Alan Cohen, grandson-in-law of Hentelf and former CEO of Intermountain Furniture, spent many years working with the company, and though retired, still lends his expertise to his children, who are now in charge. Please proceed to the Denver and Rio Grande Freight Houses, site number 4.
Well, the original building was built in 1903, and it was an ice house in the location in late 1927. As the company grew, we made an addition in 1954, another addition in 1973, and another addition in 1980, and we purchased the building on the south in 1980 something. I would say, guess, in 1985.
So that picture showed the rail line running right through the building. Did you use the railroad?
Oh yeah, we used to bring in a lot of different things. It depends on the time frame you're talking about.
Yeah.
But in the beginning, we brought in a lot of different things by rail. When I went to work there, which was 1960, there were only two products coming by rail. One was lumber, and the other was springs. You know, things you sit in, those kind of things. And but then, as time went on, it became less economical to bring it in by rail. Trucks became the way to go, and so we pretty much just kind of weaned ourselves out of that. And then the railroad took the tracks out. I can't give you the date of that, but they did. There was a rail siding running all along 600 West. It was just a kind of an offshoot. There was offshoots for several buildings along there in the old days. Well, there were bars, and there were girls, and there was what comes with that. I remember one night I was working late in my office, which faced north, and then there's that area that's now a parking lot, and then there were those buildings on Second South, and they were all bars, every one of them was a bar of some sort. And anyway, I was working late, and somebody comes running out of one of those buildings, yelling and screaming, and somebody comes out after him shooting. I hit the deck, so I don't know what happened. The originator, his name was Louis Hentelef, and he, in the old country, they called him a decorator. He came from Russia, and a decorator, in their terms, was an upholsterer here. So he immigrated to Canada from Russia, and he couldn't get work as an upholsterer, so he worked on the railroad. He used to tell me he worked for a dollar a day. And then he complained because he said his wife used to be able to save money when he was making a dollar. So I guess a lot of it's kind of fuzzy. But at some point, the rest of his family moved to Canada. And then from Canada, they went to Los Angeles, where he worked for a company called Angeles Furniture Manufacturing. He was the foreman there. And his brother-in-law, his picture's up there, his name is Ben Novikov, also worked there. And then in the 20s, they determined that they wanted to go in business for themselves. So, but they He didn't want to do it in Los Angeles because there was a lot of competition there. So the story goes, and we don't know this to be, but the story goes that Ben and his family, Ben Novikov, his wife and children, and Louis Antilov and his wife and children, got into one car and flipped a coin. They didn't know whether they were going to go to Dallas or Salt Lake City. And ended up in Salt Lake City. They didn't have any money, so but they knew they wanted to be furniture manufacturers, so they got this old building I was telling you about. And there was a store, a big store in town then called Southeast Furniture. And, and that, the people that owned that, their name was Sorensen. They're still, that family's still here, although they're not no longer in business. But Horace Sorensen, who was the founder of that company, Ben Novikov went to see him and said, "Look, we're here in Salt Lake City, and we're going to try to make some furniture, and you won't have to buy from the East anymore. I mean, you won't have to buy as much from the East. You can buy some here. You don't have to buy carloads. You can buy one at a time." It's basically the same story we tell nowadays. It's just a little different. And he said, Horace Sorensen said, "Yeah, it's a good idea." And they said, "There's one problem. We don't have any money." So he gave them over and paid them up front. And that's what started.